is Parshas Kitisa. It says, "Vaydeber Hashem Moshe lemo, Kitisa, when you lift or count at Rosh the heads of the children of Israel, i.e., you count them, lifkudehem, to put them in their tafkid, in their proper position, for natnu and ish, each person will give kofe nafsho. Kofe nafsho means like a kapara, atonement of his soul, Lashem bifkodotam. To God, when you're poked, when you are put them in their place. And in this way, there won't be a negev, a plague when you put them into the position, when you count them. This is what you should give. Kol ha'over al gudim. Anyone who passes in the counting of them, or in the placement of them, they should give machzit ha-shekel, that's how you should count them. Half a shekel, the shekel ha-kodesh, according to the shekel ha-kodesh, which is esrim geira shekel, it's worth esrim geira. Machzit ha-shekel, truma la-Hashem. The machzit ha-shekel, which is truma la-Hashem. Okay? Then he says it has to be anyone above 20 has to give an ashir or an ani, gives the same amount, it's machzit ha-shekel. Yeah? And then it says, this money, what should be done with it? V'lakachta et kesef ha-kippur me'ed b'nei Yisrael, v'netata oto al avodat oil mo'ed, we give the oil mo'ed, v'yayad b'nei Yisrael, zikaron lifnei Hashem, it'll be as a remembrance in front of Hashem, l'kaper al nafshoteichim, to be a kapara on their souls. And this is liknot mehem korbanot tzibu. And that's what it says, l'kaper al nafshoteichim, right? So let's try and understand this. So first of all, explain that the Shloah Kodesh is brought in Adas Farim as well. Any parasha is related to what's happening in that week. So this parasha obviously is related to Purim. So we know that when Haman came to Ahasuerus, he offered him shkalim, he offered him money to allow him to chas v'shalom destroy Soneim Shel Yisrael, Jewish people. Says the Gemara that since we were makdim, we were put our shkalim, these shkalim of this week's parasha, before Haman's shkalim, that's what saved us. How does that say that? How do we understand that Gemara? It's a Gemara Megillah. How do we understand that Gemara? But the hakdama of the shkolim, the putting first of the shkolim before the shkolim of Haman, saved us from what Haman wanted to do, which was destruction of Klal Yisrael, lo aleinu. Right? The Megillah also says that Haman says, "Am mefuza umefurad." I found people who were separate, distant. Separate. Mufuza, scattered, mufurad, and separate. Separate people. And therefore Haman came with that taina on the Jewish people. And therefore he felt he could affect the Jews. Says the Gemara Megillah that Haman, or it's a midrash, the Zeresh Ishto v'shasa yo'atzav 365 yo'atzi. And this was after close to the 70 years after the destruction of the first temple and the coming back of Eretz Yisrael. And they saw that Elokeihem shel Klal Yisrael yashen, was sleeping. What does it mean was sleeping? That's why the Gro says, every time it says a melech in Megillah, it means a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Melech Malchei Melechim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It means God. And that's why the change happened when Nadada Shnat HaMelech. Nadada Shnat HaMelech in Megillah means Kiviyochal Kodesh Baruch Hu woke up. And that's when is the starting place that till then, Haman had dominion over Mordechai, so to speak. From that place on, Mordechai defeated Haman. That's the changing place. That's the game changer in the Megillah. You with me? Nadadash Natamelech. So now, what is this all related? Nadadash Natamelech. Right? The king awakened. The concept of Mordechai, right, which we're going to see soon in the parasha. The concept of Machzit HaShekel. What did that do? How did these things take away? Because it then says, Mordechai min HaTerah, that's the next parasha. After the Kiyor, which I'll come back to, it speaks about Mishkat Chodesh. Now, I'm going to come and give an answer to all of this together. So the Gemara says, Mordechai min HaTerah minayin. Where do I know Mordechai from the Torah? So look in the Pasuk, it says, Pasuk Kav Gimel, Vata kach lecha b'samim rosh, Mordro is a certain bosem. Says the unklus here, Mordro, Mordachia. Mordachia is Mordechai, says the Gemara. Says Mira Dachia, that's Mordechai. That's what the Gemara says. So we see, that's how it says, so now we see this whole concept of Shemen HaMishcha. What's the purpose of Shemen HaMishcha? The purpose of Shemen HaMishcha is to do what? To anoint the Kalim, to put them into their tafkid, to put them into their purpose, to start, to be mechanech them. Lechanech something is, says Rashi, to put tchilat hamada, the beginning of putting something into its place, into its tafkid. Now you're beginning to see a connection between parasha of Kitisa, the counting is to put them into their tafkid, putting them into their place, and the Shemen HaMishcha, which represents Mordechai, which is also the Shemen HaMishcha that puts it, the anointing Shemen, which puts the Kalim into its tafkid. Pasuk Kavtes, Rashi brings, Ki ken Yisad HaMelech. Yisad HaMelech loshen Yisod. The Yisod into the Malchus. Says the Arizal, Ken Yisad HaMelech, the Yisod is the Yisod of Abba, of Chochmah. That's the Torah. And the Malchus, which is Mordechai. And the Malchus is Esther. Says the Gemara, right? Rashi brings this in Megillah, that Mordechai took Esther Labat as a daughter. The Gemara's derish Labat, Labayit, as a wife. It's a relationship of a father to a daughter. That's a relationship of Abba, of a father, the Yisod of Abba, to Malchus. That's Ken Yisad HaMelech Rashi. Shezeh Chinuch G'dulatan. This is the Chinuch of the greatness. What's the Chinuch of their greatness? I.e. when you put a person into his tafkid, when you put a person into his position, that's his greatness. When man understands his tafkid, the point of counting, the point of Kitisa, the point of counting a person, isn't to count a number. The point of counting is to put each person in his proper position, to show him what his kochot, what his strengths can give to Klal Yisrael as a whole. That's why it's machzit ha-shekel. That's why it's half a shekel. You're only half a shekel. You're only half a person. You become a whole person or a whole group when you connect each person in his own specific place, his own specific position. That's the kapara. A person, kapara is a lotion of cleansiness, cleaning him from averas. Kapara anash protechem, the korbanos is used for korbanos. Because when a person doesn't live with his tafkid, with his purpose, with the proper kavana, with his proper aim. Chet is when you miss, but he's doing a sin. When Haman saw the Jewish people, and he saw, Am mefuza u mefurad, he saw a people who were separate. it meant they weren't together. Why they weren't together? Because they weren't in their proper tafkid. They weren't in their proper position. The shkalim that we were shokel before, the shkalim of Haman, was shkalim to put us into the proper position, to put us into our proper tafkid. That's why hikdimu shikleim lishiklecha. Our shkalim were before your shkalim, because our shkalim had the koach of kapara. Why did they have a koach of kapara? A koach of atonement and cleaning, like Yom Kippur, right? That's what you say. Yom Kippur is Yom Kippurim. It's a day like Purim. We're going to explain that. It's all written here in the parasha. Yom Kippur came to be as a tikkun of what? The parasha speaks about Chet HaEgel. It's a tikkun of Chet HaEgel. Yom Kippur is only like Purim. Purim is the real tikkun of Chet HaEgel. That's this week's parasha as well. Now I'm going to explain. Putting man into his proper position, which is the Machzit HaShekel, that's also the Mishchat Kodesh. Tchilat, right? What it says, Ken Yisad HaMelech Zeh Chinuch Gdulatan. Chinuch is to put someone in his proper tafki, to put someone in his proper ways. That's Chinuch. To tell you your kochot, and these are your strengths, and this is where you should be going. That's the concept of Shemen HaMishcha. That's the concept of Mordechai and Esther. Mordechai represents Yisad, the Yisod of Abba, that means the Torah Shebichtav. But the Torah Shebichtav is far from us. We don't understand it. We don't understand what it means to us. It needs to be expressed in the Malchus. The Malchus is the Melech, Ken Yisad, Yisod of Abba, which is Mitgale in the Malchus. This Haman didn't know. He saw that Elokeihem Shoklal Yisrael was Yoshin, was sitting, was sleeping. That's called the Dormita. When in Galus, there's Hester upon him. Right? He didn't realize what Mordechai did was through that Hester upon him brought what's called Ha'aras Mordechai. The Ha'ara of Mordechai. What was Mordechai? Gemara says, he taught children. He was also, that's when he came, he was teaching children about the Kmitza. That's also has to be understood. The taking of the little bit of the Menachas that we put on the Mizbech. Not for now. Mordechai brought Klal Yisrael to their proper tafkid. Klal Yisrael, after the Galus of Beis HaMikdash, lost themselves. They were Am Mefuza Mefurad. Says Chazal, Sudis Achashverosh, Nitmu Ben Agoyim. They connected to the Goyim. Mordechai represented the Shem, that purity of Klal Yisrael. It wasn't Stam that Esther was taken to Ahasuerus and that she connected with a Goy. Because that was the sin of Klal Yisrael. The Goyim have no shlita on Klal Yisrael unless they do the same Avera. Because Klal Yisrael were Nitma to the Goyim. So Esther, who represented the Malchus of Klal Yisrael, was connecting with Ahasuerus. But the real connection of Esther was to who? Was to Mordechai. Ken Yisad HaMelech. And that connection of Mordechai to Esther, the Gemara says, that when she was connecting with Achashverosh, she sent a shindala, the shade. It wasn't really her. All it means is she wasn't really connecting. It wasn't a real connection. Her real connection was with her husband, with Mordechai. That's the Yisad HaMelech. Esther represented the Malchus of Klal Yisrael, represented the Nekeva, the Malchus. Mordechai was that concept of Klal Yisrael, which represents the Chinuch of Klal Yisrael, the clarity of Klal Yisrael, the purity of Klal Yisrael, the home of Klal Yisrael. That connection of Mordechai to Esther, the connection of Torah to Malchus, and the concept of Torah being expressed through the Malchus, that's the concept of Torah Shebaal Peh. Purim is kimu mashu kiblu kfar. That's what the Gemara says in Shabbos, right? It's Kabbalah of Torah Shebaal Peh. Megillas Esther is that concept of Torah Shebaal Peh. The concept of Torah Shebaal Peh is to reveal the Yisod, the foundation, that connection to our Torah. We lost that connection. We lost our Tafkid. Mordechai, who is Melamed Dardaki, who taught children, he revealed that Tafkid to Klal Yisrael. He reconnected us. That reconnection was also representative in his connection to Esther. And that's the Yisad HaMelech. That's the Mishkat Kodesh. The Mishkat Kodesh is that which connects the vessels to its Tafkid. That's also the concept of Machzit HaShekel. The Chet HaEgel was when we lost that connection, we lost Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu represents that foundation of Chochmah, the Yisod of Avodah, foundation of Chochmah. We lost him. We thought he had died. Ki boshesh Moshe, says the Parsha. And they built the Chet HaEgel. We needed an intermediary.
What does boshesh mean?
That disconnection of the Chet HaEgel caused Am Fuzo Mufurad Beina Amim. Mordechai, who represented that foundation of Chochmah, through him separating himself from the ways of the Goyim, even by interacting with the Goyim, but he separated, right? And he connected to Esther in a proper way, his connection with Esther, that revealed the proper connection of Klal Yisrael. And Klal Yisrael got back the Ma'amad of Har Sinai. It wasn't the same Ma'amad, because if you look at the Purim, what happened? What's the Nes of Purim? So they got back their lives. But they were still Avdei Achashverosh, they were servants of Achashverosh. Esther was still married to Achashverosh. She was not married to Mordechai. Mordechai, can you imagine the tzar of Mordechai seeing his wife still married to Achashverosh and living in the same place? It wasn't a complete nes. It wasn't complete. Chas v'shalom. I don't mean to take away from him, but I'm just explaining to you. There was still a hest upon him. It was a nes of hest upon him. If we look in the Megillah, the Loshon Megillah is Loshon Gilui, revelation, right? That revelation of Megillah is a revelation of small little stories that when you see it over all that period of time, right? You saw the nes. But the little stories, the little things that happened one by themselves, in of themselves, weren't nesim. Most people, right? Most of you guys come to yeshiva. There's little stories that took you here, little stories that took you here, little stories that took you here. And finally you come here. That's a nes. The little stories, the little, so to speak, the little Torah Shebichtav. What's it mean, Torah Shebichtav and Torah Shebaal Peh? Torah Shebichtav is Galui. Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah is Peh Al Peh Adaber Bo. Torah Shebaal Peh is done with Torech VeYegia. You have to work hard. It's not clear. It's unclear, the Torah that comes from it. Until you break your head over the Tosfos, over the Gemara, over the Rashi. And you begin to understand it. And then you can say a Svara Yashara. And then you can put it in its right place. You can have an understanding of it. Torah Shebaal Peh is not revealed. We have to reveal it. We have to bring it out. That's the concept of Megillah. The concept of Megillah is our own lives is a Megillat Esther. It's a revelation of the Hest upon him of Kodesh Baruch Hu in our own lives. That's the revelation of Mordechai and Esther. That's the concept of Mishkat Kodesh. To bring out from our own lives and to understand from our own lives our tafkid, our purpose. That requires a lot of yigia. That's the Nes of Purim. And that Nes of Purim was a tikkun of the Chet HaEgel, because the Chet HaEgel meant the separation from our tafkid. That's the reason for where Am Mefuzah Mefurad, that we're separate from our Creator, we're separate as a people. The Machzir HaShekel brings us together, puts us in our tafkid, and the Mishchat Kodesh puts us in our tafkid. And the Korbanos, the Beis HaMikdash, which is also speaking about the Moshe Rabbeinu was making the Mikdash, the tabernacle, right? So the Pasuk says, V'itena Moshe Karato L'dabei Imtso. What does it mean, Bahar Sinai? At Har Sinai, what is it, Kekalato? So Rashi says, Kekalato, K'tiv, Chase, Shenim Sera Lo Torah, right? V'matana Kekala. L'chatan Shelo Hayachol L'mod, Kula Bezman Mu'ad Kazeh. It was given to him as a present. Or, so Rashi says, like a kishute kala. It was given like a like an adornment. Right? So just as an adornment of kala has 24 kishutim, so we have 24 svarim. That's the kishut of a Talmud Chacham, which is the jewelry of a Talmud Chacham. Since Purim is me'ein matan Torah, it's Matan Torah, Torah Shebaal Peh, that through the hidden we reveal the Chochmah, the foundations of Chochmah, which is Mordechai, in the Malchus, which is Esther, which is the revelation. Malchus always represents expression. So when the Torah is expressed, when we see it clearly through all the Hestaponim, when you finally get the Pshat in Tosas, how does it feel? Alive! You feel great! You feel alive. Your life was given back to you. You had all this hest upon you. You had all this difficulty. Your sugya didn't make any sense. Then all of a sudden, you've understood the pshat and the gemara. Give life to it. That's Torah Shebaal Peh. Kimu mashu kiblu kufar. And it can only be done through ahava. And if you have a belief that God is Baruch Hu is going to save you, he's going to give you the pshat. He's going to give you the understanding. That's the Kimu Mashu Kibul Kfar. The concept of Purim is the concept of process. It's the concept of Kabbalah's Torah. Every time you come to a sugya and you don't understand it, and then through yigiyah, through working, you get to an understanding. That understanding is Kabbalah's Torah. And so too is in life. When you go through hardships in life and you don't understand why Kodesh Baruch Hu is doing it to you, and there's a revelation to you why he's doing it to you. That's the concept of Purim. That's the concept of Kabbalah Sotera. That's also the concept of Kibbutz Hashem. That's the Kabbalah Sotera of Purim. That's what Purim is there for. That's the Nes of Purim. Whereas Torah Shebichtav is that understanding is clear. Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah is clear. Pe'al Pei Daberbo. That we don't have. That was Ba'onis. We don't have that Ba'ava. Ba'ava we have is Torah Shebaal Peh, requires Yigiyah and Torah. Through the Hest upon him, through the Est, the Megillah's Est, the Hest upon him of Megillah, we come to the revelation of the foundation which represents Mordechai, Ken Yisad HaMelech, the foundation inside the Malchus, the foundation of Chochmah that's expressed in the Malchus, a clarity of that Chochmah through our Yigiyah. And then that teaches us what our tafkid is, what our purpose is. Life teaches us the difficulties in life, the hestaponim in life, when it's revealed to us what life's about, that reveals to us our purpose. And the Torah we learn that we don't understand, and then we come to a revelation through our own toil, that also enables us that clarity to find our purpose. That's the concept of Megillas Esther. Now, since it's Kabbalah Satorah, what it needs to be. Torah has to be accepted. Not Am Mefuzah Mefurad. V'yichen sham tachat ahar ke'ish echad v'lev echad. So on Purim, we have special mitzvahs called Matanos Evyonim to make sure that the Evyonim have, the poor have their Sudas Purim. and shloch manot to Ashirim, to rich people, that even rich people, we give them the extra sweet things for their Suda. So they have an enlightened their Suda. Right? Why? Because the whole of Klal Yisrael we want to bring together. Against Haman's Mefuzah Mefurad. We want to bring all of Klal Yisrael together so that we give matanas to each one. We give matanas to Aniyim, and matanas to Ashirim, presents to poor people, and presents to rich people. So that we'll have that maila of Achdus, of unity. That's the whole concept. And then we have the ability, the Yichen Sham Tachataha, then we have the ability as a one people to receive the Torah. Like we said, remember Lent Revolbi by Chaverim? The Torah, you have Torah as much as you're a caring person. You care for other people. That's why Rabbi Akiva says, V'hafta recha kamocha klal gadol b'tera. If you have v'hafta recha kamocha, you love your neighbor as yourself, you care for your fellow person, then you have the heksha of Kabbalah Satera. And the Rizal says the same thing. The Rizal says that the concept of building of matanas of the Sudas Purim and matanas of Yonim is to build the external parts of the Kalim, what's called the Kalim, the to hold the Megillah, to hold that revelation of Torah. I.e., without being the person, the giving person, the person who has these care for Klal Yisrael, you can't receive Torah. The Hakadam of the Torah is caring about Klal Yisrael. Therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu, before he got Torah, what do you see? He cared about Klal Yisrael. He cared about that lost sheep when he got the revelation of Torah.